Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, along with Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. E-cocktails are ready. The chocolate fountain is ready. The only things missing have been you, so come on in and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
Go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Oh,
Hey, everybody. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I'm so glad that the show has actually lit up and started working and functioning and stuff. I sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart for Christmas Eve and the wild and crazy Daddy G, traditional Daddy G Christmas show. Couldn't air. It was a big malfunction with Blog Talk Radio. And it was the damnedest thing because it showed I had a show scheduled on the scheduling, of course, and I had a link, and everybody clicked the link and stuff, and we met in the chat room. But when I pulled up the switchboard of the studio, they call it at BTR, I pulled that up. It said I didn't have an episode scheduled for that date and time, which, of course, I did. And I could not go back and schedule one. It wouldn't let me do that. The live on-air help desk was not available. They were all closed and gone home for the holiday and so forth. So there was no one there to help me. And the switchboard basically just did not come to life. All the files that you have uploaded in the switchboard, when it does not come to life, you can't play them. You can see them, but you can't play them. And it's only until you sign on, log in, light up the switchboard, and then begin streaming that you can play them, and they play over the air. So I was in this kind of a catch-22 situation, frantically trying to get this damn thing to work, and it would not work. And I sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart, everyone. So what we're going to do, we are going to get this one in the can tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I've got the naughty Christmas songs. I've got them all trimmed down and, you know, dusted off out of mothballs and put together and edited and stuff and uploaded and stuff. I was ready to play last time. And I'm going to play them this time. So, but before that happens, I think I'm going to play some other music while we wait for everyone else to show up, basically. And we'll just take it from there. So, welcome, 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 everybody. And I think what I'm going to do is play a little of the future misses, the future ex misses. I'm looking for one in particular, so bear with me a second. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm going to stay with this creepy line for just a bit. You know, one thing leads to another here in the grotto, and this might lead to something else. Here we go. Emerald.
Bottom is death. Fire. That's what we all come for. Ik had nooit durven dromen dat ik hier vandaag zou staan op het North Sea Jazz. A white suit from London and shoes from Paris. Don't you wanna spend about an hour with me? The scent and the aroma refuses to breathe. It's more like a haze that's trying to succeed. It's drawing me in and pulling me to you. And every thought I have turns the language blue. Big red, the field type with Siam shows.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, that's what happens when I get a little gas. You get that happening. Okay, Grotto Rag. That's the Grotto Rag. Caravan Palace, the Grotto Rag, also known as Dragon. That's the name of the song for real, is Dragon. Anyway, Brenda Jo, you are in the chat room with us. I'm glad you're back and glad you made it home, sweetheart. And I've got a song dedicated for you, so we're just going to play that right now.
Thank you.
hate New York City. It's cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimos. That town, a little bit too rugged, you and me. Imperial Highway, the big nasty city to my side. That ain't a wind blowing hot from the north. We were born to ride. Roll down the window, put down the top, crank up the beat, boys, baby. Don't let the music stop. We gonna ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side.
That's right, I love it too. Yeah.
Okay, cut the car. Not that away, you turn the loot.
Your head so hard, I think I'm gonna bed so hard. I think I'm gonna have to use my ride, 'cause I believe it, baby. I gotta know how do you really feel. Tell me right now, right here.
What else somebody else believes?
Well, get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get in that kitchen, make some noise with your pots and pans. I believe to my soul you're the devil, and now I know. Believe to my soul you're the devil, and now I know. For the harder I work, the faster my money goes. Well, they shake, a rattle and roll. They shake, a rattle and roll. Everybody shake, rattle and roll. You know it now, shake, rattle and roll. All you want to do right to save your doggone soul. Leo!
The devil, and now I know. For the harder I work, All right. Now this one is... Okay.
Thank you all so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm top of the stairs.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay, now this is Foreplay from the Christmas show. This kind of gets you ready. Here we go, a little Zappa trifecta.
When you get off the train, call me the vegetable, and the chances are good.
Call and they'll come to you. of people don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. They think, what can I say? Sometimes they think, where can I go?
Vegetarian poodle clippings.
Where can I go to get organic Vaseline for my intercourse?
At Bob and Ray's Swahili restaurant, where you can purchase all
Where can I go to get my cheese murdered in Spartan?
At Jeans North, where nothing fits.
Where can I go to get my zipper repaired in Seattle?
Ah, who gives a fuck anyway?
Where can I go to get my speakers fixed? Where can I go to get my engine
fixed? At Jack LaLanne's Hamburgers at 312.
Where can I go to get my stomach pumped? Where can I go to get my...
Questions, 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 flooding into the mind of a concerned young person today. Ah, but it's a great time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the theme of our program for tonight. It's so fucking great to be alive is what the theme of our show is tonight, boys and girls. If there's anybody out here who doesn't believe that it is fucking great to be alive, then I wish they would go now, because this show will bring them down so much. Will respond to you.
And if you're a consenting adult, we want you to call today. In Los Angeles, the number is Richmond 96135. In Downey, it's 347-8932. Call it direct, call it collect,
but call it today.
I need the knit. They are the best. I need the knit.
Right here on the Miracle Mile, we have the West's largest selection of
portly
regular
cadets.
And
not only that, my brother Jake and little Emil and
Sixie Taylor.
With a wife and a kid and a car and a house and a teenage daughter with a see-through blouse who loves to grunt and ball. And her name is Magdalena. He caught his daughter in the blouse by the light, and he said to himself, she looks all right. And he reached for a tit and grabbed it tight and threw her up against the wall. Blue Cross
Magdalena, my daughter's here. Do not be concerned when your Canadian daddy comes here. My daughter's here. Do not be concerned when your Canadian daddy comes here. I work so hard, don't you understand? Maple syrup for the pancakes of a lamb. Do you have any idea what that can do to a man? What that can do to a man? Do you have any idea what that can do to
Montreal was schooling a bit as he reached for a chair, and he said to himself, this is gonna be it. But the girl turned around and said, go eat shit, and ran on down the hall. Right on.
My daughter dear, do not be concerned when your Canadian daddy comes here. My daughter dear, do not be concerned when your Canadian daddy comes here. I work so hard, don't you understand? Making maple syrup for the pancakes of a lamb. Do you have any idea what that could do to a man? What that could do to a man? Do you have any idea?
Daughter of the smog-filled winds of Los Angeles, I'd like to take you in the closet and take off your little clothes until you were virtually stark raving nude. Spread mayonnaise and kale packet all over your body and take you down
to Hollywood Boulevard, and we can walk down the street by the stars and say John Provost and Leo G. Carroll together, baby. We can go dancing up at the Cinegrill. Can't you see it? Frank Cornell and us until dawn. Don't you understand, my baby? I mean, it was so hard for me. I saw you standing under the Shell test strip late last night in the light with your little nipples protruding through your little see-through thingy, and I just said, my God, I gave my sperm to this thing, and now I just, oh, you've had me so hard. I didn't know what to do, Magdalena. Don't you understand? So I grabbed you, but don't hold it against me. I mean, your mama never knows, baby, and I want you to come back to me. I mean, do you understand me? I want you to... I'm down on my knees, dear Magdalene. I want you to walk back to me, baby. I want you to turn around by the sparkling machine. That's it, in the little chartreuse hallway with the little neon Jesus picture on the wall. And I want you to step in. I want you to walk back in your 5-inch spike heels that you get at Frederick. Same time you and your mommy get that crotchless underwear last year for Christmas. And I want you to throw back to me, baby. Walk back, baby. Don't you understand me, baby? I want you to walk back. I'm down on my bed in these living room. I'm gonna take off your little training bra. Don't you understand me? I'm gonna take off your little maroon hot pants. I'm gonna get down on my knees, baby. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you? Your mama never knows. She's playing green with the barrel. And you and I know the sound of the baby. It's just you and I. Don't understand. We can make love all night long. Why don't you let her know? Come on, Magdalena. Please, little girl. Walk back to your daddy. What did I do that was so wrong? What God, it was all I thought. It was a sexual impulse. I heard all the Johnny Carson shows from a book and stuff I wrote. I didn't know what it was. I just carried away. What can I say, Magdalena? Come back to me. Oh, please, you better walk back to me. Walk back to your daddy. Come on, Magdalena, to your daddy.
There you go. Flo and Eddie with the Frank Zappa back in the day. Just another band from L.A. That's three cuts off of that. It was the actual natural order of them as they segued one to the other. So, and that's what you call audio foreplay. You get ready for the show. Ready for the naughty bits. The Christmas naughty bits that were intended for Christmas Eve that did not happen due to a malfunction at Blog Talk, Bong Talk Radio. And I, again, I'm sorry for that. But we're going to play them tonight. So, why? So I can get them in the fucking can and get them off the switchboard so I can make room for the New Year's show, ladies and gentlemen. And, yes, I think I'm going to air that show at 11 p.m. Eastern time. So that'll be 8 o'clock West Coast time. So 11 p.m. Eastern. And that way we'll cover New Year's in two time zones, welcome ringing the New Year on the East Coast. And then welcome and ring in the new year out at Brenda's place in central U.S. So, yeah, there we go. So here we go with a little Christmas stuff.
You know, you play that, and I hate to sound like a Scrooge, but I used to work in a department store, and I used to sit there for an 8-hour shift and have to listen to that Muzak Christmas tape over and over. Mm-hmm. And they would play the single most annoying song known to man. You all know that song I'm talking about, that song, The 12 Days of Christmas. Now, first off, guys, I don't believe this song. I can't believe that anybody is this into birds. All right, think about it, Tom. On the seventh day alone, this guy's getting 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge. That's 23 birds. Who is this man? Alfred Hitchcock? Now, by the 12th day, he's accumulated 42 swans a-swimming, 42 geese a-laying, 36 calling birds, 30 French hens, 22 turtle doves, and 12 partridges. Now, I hope this man's got a newspaper subscription. 'Cause that's 184 birds. And we didn't even take into consideration those geese are a-laying. Some of those eggs will be a-hatching. Hey, and if that's not bad enough, come the eighth day, the they start sending in show business people. Yeah, ladies dancing, drummers drumming, pipers piping, lords a leaping. All right, Bob, I'll accept that they're in show business. They're used to working around the holidays. But what about those poor maids of milking? They ought to be home with their family on Christmas, not yanking on a cow. I can just see him sitting there on their stool. He brings in one more stinking bird. And I'll be damned if I'm picking those pears.
Sleigh bells ring, the season's merry. You don't want to pop your cherry. Though you don't want to lay, we'll frolic and play. Walking with my pecker in your hand. Yeah. On your lips, firm as glistening. Suck it in while you're whistling. A caroling song as we go along. Walking with my pecker in your hand. We can build a snowman on the front porch and pretend that he's a circus clown. Later on we can get a blowtorch, turn his nuts a funny shade of brown. Spread your sheet, put my fist in, you can scream, no one's listening. A beautiful night, my arms out of sight, wonder if my ring's still on my hand. Wonder if my ring's still on my hand. I hate to go and lose my wet band.
Joy to the girls from Long Island. Your presence in my pants. I had no time to wrap it. Merry Christmas, bitch, now laugh it. Repeat that bobbing stroke. Repeat that bobbing stroke. Repeat, repeat until you choke. Joy to the world, I finally come. A moment I enjoy. Now get your fucking beanie off of my shriveled weenie. And call a fucking cab and get me one more beer.
Ho, ho, Merry Christmas!
A month or two ago, you asked me for a date. You said for Christmas Eve, by then you'd lose some weight. I think I understand the tinsel in your hair, but why have you got mistletoe inside your underwear? Oh, jingle ball, jingle ball, jingle to and fro, watching all the little puppies making yellow snow. Oh, jingle ball, jingle ball, jingle one, two, three. Why don't you come over here and jingle balls with me? Splashing in your gash and a one-horse open sleigh, my parents think you're trash, but I think you're okay. Filling fart balloons from a nozzle up my ass, I'd like to fill another, but I think I'm out of gas. So, jingle ball, jingle ball, jingle to and fro, watching all the little children eating yellow snow. Oh, jingle ball, jingle ball, jingle one, two, three. Why don't you come over here and jingle balls with me? Why don't you come over here and jingle?
It's the first time for you, so here's what you do. Unzip me and strip me and show me you care. don't go ripping out my pubic hair. Reach for my, grab for my, pull at my cock. You can do it with ease, just get on your knees. Start licking and slurping, my dick will get firm. Soon you'll be tasting sperm. Do it right now and don't bite now. Drag your tongue across my meat. If you give me head, there's no need to spread. By now you should know a blowjob can't be beat. Faster now, deeper now, into your throat. The secret is not to choke. Take my shaft by its face, stuff the whole thing in your face. That's how you suck on my cock. Although your throat is sore, you'll have to open more to gasp your last breath before I shoot my cream. Slurp it up, lick it up, don't ever stop. Swallow every last drop. Now that you eat my meat, I'll never have to beat my meat. Thanks for stroking my, thanks for licking my, thanks for sucking my cock.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you're gonna go dry, I'm telling you why. Santa's whore is coming to town. She's making a fist, stroking it twice, grabbing your balls and checking for lice. Santa's whore is coming to town. Well, she blows you and it's flaccid, she humps you and it's stiff. She don't care if you're bad or good, she'll make you take a whiff. Oh, you better watch out, she'll sit on your face. When your cock's cried out, she'll put your thumb in its place. Santa's whore is coming. Santa's whore is coming. Santa's whore is coming to town.
Stuff gerbils and fists up his rectum. Surely you recall the most limp-wristed reindeer of all. Rudolph the deep-throat reindeer wore a skirt and pantyhose. And if you ever saw him, you would know at once he blows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him. They said he was a fag deer and threw snow on him to kill the flame. Then one horny Christmas Eve, Santa had to say,
Mrs. Claus is on the rag. Suck me dry, you reindeer fag.
Why sure, Santa. It'll be my pleasure.
Ho, ho,
oh. Now how the elves all love him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph, you deep throat reindeer, will you please go down on me?
Getting my dick round.
Okay, Santa, point your pole north. I'm ready.
Now all the reindeer hate him.
Christmas. It's a waste of fucking time. Fuck Santa. He's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly and fuck Ivy and fuck all that mistletoe. White-bearded, big fat bastards ringing bells wherever you go. And bloated men in shopping malls all going ho, ho, ho. It's fucking Christmas time again. Fuck Christmas. It's a fucking Disney show. Fuck reindeer and all that fucking snow. Fuck carols and fuck Rudolph and his stupid fucking nose. Fucking sleigh bells tinkling everywhere you fucking go. Fuck stockings and fuck shopping, it just drives us all insane. Go tell the elves to fuck themselves, it's Christmas time again. Sentimental bastards!
Mummy Bee's dinner. No, I ate them all. Say, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. Gonna visit Santa. Sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa. Thought that I'd explode. Bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, "What's that smell?"
I put it on Santa's lap.
Gave to me three French tickers, two brown balls, and a hump job.
Yeah.
So, Merry Christmas after all. And that'll get filed back into the mothballs where it belongs. Thanks, guys. Oh, man, oh, man. I'm glad we got to play that, and I'm glad we got it out of the way and got it in the can. So there you go. Although some of those songs make me blush, man. Here you go, Beth Ann. You had a request.
Let's start things off with a little Sheryl Crow, a couple of them. Because all I want to do is have some fun. Then we're going to get things to altitude. Welcome you all. I love you. But wait, there's more! lighten up, okay? Lighten up, y'all. Stay with me, I got a whole bunch of other music for you.
That's right. And now we're going to have a little bit of a preview for the Daddy Jean New Year's show coming up Tuesday night. And Jules Holland, show us how does this go?
It goes like so.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. He cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for Templates.
Shout out to my house. I know you're something you'll never be.
So there's kind of a taste of the New Year's show coming up. Or, you know, you could go out to some totally overhyped New Year's Eve party someplace, get in a fight with your date, your spouse, or somebody, you know, in front of everybody, at some super douchey dance club full of posers and Jersey Shore rejects, you know, listen to some DJ D-bag spins, you know, spinning nonstop dubsteps, okay, and he takes no requests, you know, and tickets are like 6 months rent in advance, you know, plus your dignity, you know, and you can go get drunk and cry while your date vomits in the toilet, or you can come to the Daddy G show Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. What is your choice to be? Man, I know what my choice is going to be.
I've been in every bar, been in every honky-tonk, been trying to find my daddy with that broke-down piece of junk. Ask everyone to help me, cried help me if you can. You'll know my daddy, he's that trombone playing man. Where is my daddy? Tell me where is my daddy with that big long sliding thing. I even asked a man that played a steel guitar. He said that you don't need him to be moved 8 to the bar. He brought his amplifier and he hitched it in my plug. He planked it and he plunked it, but it just wasn't good enough. 'Cause I need my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, then a knock came at my door. I said, my daddy's back. I opened up the door, and there stood Piano Jack. He said, I came to do some tinkling on your piano keys. I said, don't make me nervous. This ain't no time to tease. Just send me my daddy. Send me my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, the first time he played, I asked him how it was done. He said, I blow through here, then I work my fingers and my thumb. I slide it right out, then I slide it back again, and I get a lot of wind, and then I slide it back again. Where is my daddy? With that big long sliding thing. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights.
Hours.
He spent ages performing sound checks.
Days.
Refrain from touching the buffet. Yet.
What buffet?
He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for.
Wait a minute. What buffet?
For a very special night and party celebration.
All right, this is a request. Who wants the mambo? This was requested by our dear friend Larissa.
Swinging through the jungle, I smell the seven seas. King of the monkeys, nothing bothers me.
them calling me. I'll have to come back soon. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Tarzan loves that Mambo Swing. Tarzan's really approving of this one.
Your DJ has only just begun.
Stick with me. I got a couple from tape 5. This first one is Taxi to Bombay.
Taxi to Bombay.
Cadillac banging on a doom like blowpipe, tiger bites, tantric satellite.
All you flappers. Little tape five. Flappers Delight.
get down on your knees for me. Get me in the mood for love.
Oh, man.
Fly me home to the sky. Move up into the big time. Now here's my advice. Big cross won't break a mind. Let's only care about the pleasures you are. What I need is all the pleasures you
All right, everybody, it's Saturday. Let's take it easy, shall we?
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one, so she's a friend of mine. The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
Paul Revere's ride. A little light in the belfry.
last call for free cocktails. I want to thank you all for coming tonight. Apple Cheeks, Alice, and Beth Ann San, and Brenda Joan, and RJ Gumby, and Showcase Toast. Dean, how you been, man? I haven't seen you in like forever. I'm glad you are here. And Judy Tootie, who left, I think she ran out of megabytes on her computer or something. She uses too much internet and she gets kicked off or whatever. But anyway, I will see hopefully all of you, if not some of you, on Tuesday night for the New Year's Rockin' Eve with Daddy G show. In the meantime, enjoy the e-cocktails, enjoy the hot e-derbs, and thanks for coming on a night like this.
Oh. couldn't have imagined my very first gig in Swiss to be so great.